artificial intelligence and translates whatever you say.
Oh.
Am I stepping up one step, Corbin?
Yeah.
So, Corbin, how are you feeling?
Feeling really good. Just great to be back out there. Great to have that the new energy of all the guys around here again. You know, we got lonely here.
When were you full go with the shoulder?
Full go? It's probably a different question when I was full go versus when I could be full go. Just sort of the timing of the injury, you know, could have pushed it a little faster, but just decided with the medical staff here that the best plan of action would just be to kind of roll up right through through spring training and use this time just as wisely as possible.
Yeah, because you kind of, I was just going to say, getting hurt that early just allowed you to kind of, there was nothing to be ready for earlier than that, right?
For sure. Just, you know, the goal is to be ready to go in April, right? Not, you know, coming out of the gates firing in spring training, even though that's definitely my personality. So definitely, you know, some lessons learned there, and really, you know, glad that I had those right people around me to kind of rein me in.
I was going to say, so if camp were a month earlier, maybe you would have been ready to go even then. It felt that good to you?
It's felt really good for a while now. I've been swinging, you know, I started my swing progression in October. So at this point, it's been, you know, a good couple months, and I have all the confidence in the world that, you know, I'm ready to go.
I was going to ask that, are you past the point now where you take a swing and maybe think about it at all, or is it?
For sure, 100%. There's no thoughts of the shoulder anymore, and that was a really cool realization of, you know, it's not so much swinging with the purpose of building up volume and seeing how the shoulder reacts. It's more, all right, let's make some more like mechanical stuff, kind of just feels, stuff like that at this point.
Did you take any light BP at all before you came into camp here?
Yes, I took 2 days of live, I think the week before camp started, and then you know, this last week as well. So I think I'm up to maybe 5 lives at this point.
How exciting was that the first time you stepped back in against live pitching?
It was so cool. And they threw me right in the fire too. They threw all of our studs at me. So no, definitely got thrown back in the fire, but I loved every second of it.
It seems like, I'm sure you talk to other guys who come off of shoulder surgery, it seems just like anecdotally sometimes that even when they're full go, it takes a while for, like, I don't know, the strength to come back or for the ball to come off the bat the same way. Or have you heard any of that from folks who've kind of been down the road you've been down?
Yeah, I think maybe more in the terms of like the adaptability of the swing as maybe being the last thing to come back. But, you know, I mean, the second ball I put in play, you know, during my first live BP was 111 miles an hour. Like, I've got no concerns about, you know, like, you know, there being something missing that was there before or anything like that at this point. You know, it's just, and that's really a credit to the people around me, honestly. Like, whether it was the medical staff there, obviously every day, but even the guys rehabbing with me, like Chris Davinsky and Jordan Lawler, just having those guys there every day to push me, it just made that process so much easier. And I think that's truly what's allowed me to get to this point this early.
What day was that live BP you're referring to? Would that have been this
week?
That
would have been, shoot, probably last week? 2 weeks ago? Two Fridays ago.
Today's Friday, so what, a week ago today?
So 3 Fridays ago then. Sorry about that.
Corbin, when you think back to when you were drafted till now, like, how would you sum up the journey? Does it feel like just yesterday you were drafted, or does it feel like a lifetime ago in a way?
You know, it's interesting because I think for me, I've had a little taste of something different every year. Whether it was my first year, you know, getting that first taste of pro ball and rookie ball and short season. And then the year after that, having, you know, the coronavirus year, experiencing alt site, playing with some players that I probably wouldn't have played with and had that been a normal year. And then last year obviously being what it was. It's felt a little different every year, but you know, I'm always someone who's very process oriented, and at the end of the day, I think I'm going to be better for having faced all these challenges.
Did you make any swing changes at all, mechanics changes to kind of protect the shoulder a little bit going down the line?
So I've experimented. Up to this point, I've been using a two-hand finish, whereas naturally, you know, pretty much as long as I can remember, most of my swings have had a one-handed finish. And my big thought process there is, you know, I think I could have gotten so wrapped up in the mechanics and in the feel and been, this doesn't feel right, and tried to be super mechanical about it and make it feel the same. But the predominant thought in my mind was just be an athlete. Like, you know, if Fernando Tatis can learn how to swing two hands in a week, I can do it in, you know, a year.
So you feel pretty good about the two-handed finish now?
Yeah, I love it. You know, I think it forces my direction to be better. And so even if I do go back to a one-handed swing, I think I'll be better for it. But I'm just noticing, you know, I think maybe even a little bit more balance too in the swing as well. But, you know, anything, I don't know how much of the swing path is really influenced by the finish, right? Because it's occurring after contact. So I've tried not to get too wrapped up into it, and sort of let the results of these first lives and kind of some of that stuff speak for itself. Because even in those first months, just swinging in the cage, swinging off the machine, off flips, it's hard to really tell what it's going to feel like until you get into that game. But it's been really promising so far. Just feeling how I felt.
So the two hands, did that just help with like the deceleration of the swing, so you're not putting so much force onto that one shoulder?
Yeah, exactly. That's really what it is. It's the decelerating sort of pattern, and I've been doing a lot of work on my braking mechanism, and just making sure that that's super strong. You know, kind of think across like these like cross fascial lines of you know, connecting the lower half and the upper half. And so it's been a lot of, you know, anti-rotation work, rotation to the right, some focus there, as well as some trying to add some mobility, right? Like, it's a fine balance of the stiffness of the shoulder as well as the range of motion there. And so just trying to find that sweet spot where I feel comfortable and have enough, you know, room to decelerate, but that shoulder is as strong as it can be, which is, you know, probably stronger than it was before.
And when you say
that,
sort of direction, like, it keeps
you close a little better? Yeah, just for sure. Direct. I mean, exactly. Like, if I'm pulling off a ball with a two-handed swing, it's not a good result. Whereas, you know, before with a one-handed swing, sometimes I could get away with, you know, have the body leak a little bit and just have that one hand keep going through contact towards, you know, kind of the center of the field. So yeah, it's helped me with that.
It seems like, despite you not, because of the pandemic, because of the injury, like, you haven't had a lot of regular season at bats, right?
For sure.
In your career yet, but it didn't seem to dim like how evaluators look at you. Like, you're still rated the top prospect by most people in the organization, like top 20 prospect in the game. Do you feel like you have catching up to do in terms of just like the game, plate appearances and at-bats and experience, that kind of thing? Or do you feel like you'll make up that ground pretty quickly?
I just feel like if I go out and play my game, I'm going to prove that, you know, and not really to other people, but just to myself, that I'm ready. Because I have all the confidence in the world. I just need to go out there and do it. And the thing that really I derive that confidence from is just knowing that I've already put into the work to this point, and that it's in my DNA that it's going to continue forward, right? I've developed all these great routines that are going to continue forward and really just help me even out the highs and lows of the baseball season.
Being at the alternate side role is pretty much more with like the youngest guy there, maybe. Did that add something to your development that you might not have gotten otherwise if there had been a minor league season and you'd been at like low A or something?
Yes. I'd say looking back at that, obviously there was that personal piece to it, that personal development of, you know, facing better pitchers than I would have, understanding, you know, working with higher level coaches and understanding a little bit better of what was, you know, what would be expected at the big league level. But also, like, learning to play with guys like Alec Thomas, you know, guys that hopefully I'm playing with for a long time. I think that was so valuable because in a normal year, probably been playing on two different fields, right? I probably would have been somewhere in, you know, what, probably California or Oregon while he was in Texas. And so just super valuable, you know, learning the ins and outs of playing with a guy like that. You know, we can both go get the ball, right? And so just learning to communicate, you know, where's the sun, who has the better angle to throw a runner out, just little things like that, I think hopefully pay off down the line.
Thanks, Corbin.
Yeah.
Thanks, Corbin. Thank you very much. Thank
you. Great to meet you.
Absolutely. Hey,
did you go in much of that prep tournament that I saw you?
I went to one freshman.